Atenção, senhores espectadores. Muito boa tarde.
Corkout History presents
Grândola Vila Morena,
Picard Nation Revolution.
A partir deste momento, o movimento das Forças Armadas,
brought to you by André Andinês,
controla totalmente a rede emissora da Rádio e Televisão Portuguesa.
Marcelo Caetano was a Portuguese politician who served as the Prime Minister of Portugal from 1968 to 1974, the final years of the dictatorship. After the fall of Salazar, Caetano took over. He was expected to introduce some reforms to modernize the regime and address some of the issues and grievances that everyone was concerned with. However, his actual reforms were limited and did not ever satisfy the demands for greater political freedom and, above all, the independence of the Portuguese colonies. His period as head of state became known as the Primavera Marcelista, Marcelo's Spring, so to say, reflecting the wave of hope that took over the country, that was actually generated by the first phase of his government from 1968 to 1970 and for some of the policies that he followed. And this was just for a brief minute before all hopes failed again. Surrounding himself with representatives of a new wave of technocrats, Caetano attempted a policy of, let's say, liberalization and modernization without, however, considering the possibility of ending the wars in Africa. And that, as we said, was a fundamental demand for many. Marcelo tried, indeed, to implement changes, but his slogan was evolution in continuity. So they were very limited. In the economy, he did eliminate the industrial conditioning inherited from Salazar's time, opening the country to larger foreign investment, launching major projects like the port of Sines and the Alqueva Dam, and attempting to approach the EEC. In what comes to the social field, there was an improvement in social assistance and several proposals for education that were put forward by the Ministry of Education that were analyzed but not all fulfilled. Within the scope of what we could potentially call the internal political life, there was this idea of granting the possible freedom, and there were a couple of changes and measures to ease tensions and even provide some space for opposition. Some exiles were allowed to return, such as Mário Soares and the Bishop of Porto, who was also in exile, Dom António Ferreira Gomes. There was the authorization for the Third Republican Congress, which gathered a lot of the opposition in Aveiro, and there were even smaller changes, like the small relaxation of censorship services and their surveillance, which changed from press censorship to prior examination, a change but in name, and the reduction of the powers of the political police, which also changed in name from Information and State Defense Police to Directorate General of Security. We also saw the opening of the regime's party, the political party of the regime, to organized expression of dissent and divergent opinions. It was formed a liberal wing that was reformist, and that included members like Sá Carneiro, Francisco Balsemão, or Mota Amaral, which actually had parliamentary representation and actually transitioned to the democratic period afterwards. But these were all changes in form more than actual content. As for the colonies, the main catalyst for what was to come, Marcelo Caetano continued to defend the military option, rejecting negotiations and rejecting any idea of granting independence. He did introduce changes in the official discourse and the official narrative, but still, all were cosmetic changes that did not respond to the growing anger towards the conflict. Soon, a new dawn would arrive, and Marcelo would end up in exile himself. But more on that later.
And this is where we'll stop for now. Join us on the next episode.
Until then, you can find us on Instagram and Facebook at Corkout History Pod, where you can reach out to us, let us know your thoughts, and discover more about the episodes.
Don't forget to rate and subscribe wherever you're listening to us.
Your comments really are crucial so that more people can find us.
Bye!